Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Week 7 Staff Podcast. I hope you're all enjoying a relaxing long weekend. The weather is amazing, and it was a good time to regroup. Going back to what we had done during Week 6, I want to thank all the staff involved in the preparation and running of the evacuation, and last resort drill yesterday. But overall, it was a positive experience and an important thing to do for all of our new staff and students. Around that particular process. There's some things that we need to improve on, including making sure that we all are aware of the different types of bells that are ringing and what they mean. But overall, thank you for everyone's participation in that. Thank you to Amy O'Brien and her team for the preparation and running of the Year 8 Fun Friday activities. I think that's an important aspect of Year 8 and being new to high school. It sounds like those team building activities were really successful, and there will be another two of those events in coming Fridays for the other classes. I would like to congratulate everybody involved in the change in culture that is happening around lunch passes. I know that has created some work for sub-schools in making sure that process runs smoothly. It's obvious that there are a lot more students on school grounds during lunchtime. The figures have gone up for the usage of the school canteen, which is really pleasing, particularly from a governing council point of view. And it seems like there's a lot more order around senior students. We can please keep the pressure up around that, reiterate our expectations that year 8s, 9s and 10s stay on school grounds, and that there is a process for our senior students to be able to get a permanent lunch pass, as long as the paperwork's done and they're signing out of the school in the appropriate manner. The important thing from my point of view, particularly with the senior students, is if they are purchasing food off school grounds, that they don't bring that food back on, that it's consumed and the rubbish is got rid of before they come back to school. The last thing was the conclusion of the crucial conversations for our leaders during the week. That training looks like it was a real success, and those skills are important for individual leaders, but also as a team as they go about their day-to-day work. Moving forward to this coming week, I want to thank Kelly Marks for all of her organisation in preparation for the State Theatre Company that's coming on Thursday. I know that has been work that she's been doing for over 6 months now, so that looks like that would be a real success and a great use of our facility, and in particular the hall. I want to confirm that Governing Council have given us the green light to run our Student Free Day on Monday the 20th of May. So that will be around writing improvements, so clearly a work day for staff, but the day off for students. And they've also approved an early finish for 2 days, that is the Monday the 8th and Tuesday the 9th of April. Students will be dismissed at 12:50, and then we'll have parent-teacher interviews from 2 p.m. until 7:30 p.m. on both of those nights. Governing Council were really supportive of that and could see the logic behind the decision, particularly of the early closure from a work site point of view. So thank you to Nick Osborne, who started that conversation couple of years ago, in actual fact. The other thing that we are gearing up to is WASAC at Ravendale the following Monday. So I know there's preparations going into that, and hopefully we can get a range of staff down to support during that day. I know that the team is being gathered together at the moment. Just finally, the work continues to mount up, and I know that there's a range of staff really working hard to make sure things are progressing nicely at this point of the year. I have spoken again to the senior students about making sure they keep their workload up, because they need to be ahead of the game at this point of the year. So if you can please keep pushing those messages out to supporting what I'm saying at those year level assemblies, that would be much appreciated. And I want to acknowledge all of the work that's going on in classrooms, including classroom support people in supporting students who have a range of learning disabilities, and also the admin staff that actually just make the weeks happen, and it almost feels automatic. Thank you for everybody's work, and I'll finish the podcast off in the normal way. What is the difference between a tube and a foolish Dutchman? The answer is, one is a hollow cylinder and the other is a silly Hollander. Have a lovely week, everybody.